This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Burmant with local news and commentary for Tuesday, June 1st, 2021. With no COVID-19 cases yet reported for the holiday weekend, Jefferson County is holding firm with 416. This reflects a slowdown with 26 cases reported in May. This compares to 45 in April, which itself reflected a sharp increase from just 10 in March. There are 2 active cases now in isolation and 18 results pending. A development grant from the Washington State Department of Commerce supported the completion of a community needs assessment study about the child care providers in Jefferson County and what can be done to fulfill these unmet needs. The assessment process has included interviews with child care providers, human resource leaders from local employers, and other key community members. At the core was a lengthy questionnaire completed by approximately 200 local families with young children, more than 73% of whom reported was either hard or very hard to find child care in the county, according to a press release from Jefferson Healthcare. Participating parents were also asked about the kinds of child care they need and the characteristics most important to them. Safety is the first priority, along with proximity of child care to their work. An early learning-focused curriculum and affordability were important to parents as well. The dream solution is the establishment of a high-quality child care center serving approximately 40 children under school age located near the county's largest employers. To this end, planning about site location, feasibility, and funding approaches is currently underway. The team of child care advocates receiving the funds include Jefferson Healthcare, the YMCA, and Peninsula College. They've prepared full reports of both the child care center concept and the needs assessment informing the concept. The reports are available on the Jefferson Healthcare Population Health website. Jefferson Healthcare patients currently enrolled with one of the hospital's primary care providers are eligible for the COVID-19 vaccination immediately following a regularly scheduled primary care appointment at the Sheridan, Watership, or Townsend clinics in Port Townsend. Walk-in vaccinations continue at the Jefferson Healthcare Express Clinic, adjacent to the hospital's north entrance, without an appointment to receive the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine. For more information about vaccine availability in the county, call 360-344-9791. The Washington State Ferry System is now 70 years old, which means that if it were a person, it would fit nicely into Port Townsend's demographic. The system is marking the occasion with new commemorative logo that will decorate all 21 vessels in the ferry fleet during the anniversary year. This goes along with a special anniversary video that will be shown on ferry screens throughout the year. The video is 40 minutes long, which means that people on local routes originating from Port Townsend, Kingston, and Bainbridge Island will need to take 2 rides to see the whole thing. In addition, many customers will receive commemorative stickers throughout the first week of June. A link to the video is included in the transcript of today's news report on kptz.org. And a reminder, Jefferson County's indoor masking mandate is still in effect and will expire June 30th, 1 year after it was first established. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday and at noon on Friday and Saturday. You can contact us through news at kptz.org. This is Charlie Burmant. Thank you for listening.